Today is Shavuot Shabbat Tammuz, fast day which begins the 3 weeks, a period of time in which we reflect on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as all of the incredible catastrophes and calamities which have befallen the Jewish people throughout the last 2,000 years of our diaspora existence. But Shavuot Shabbat Tammuz itself, the Mishnah explains, is a date on which a variety of different calamities occurred, most notably again the breaking of the tablets, the Shvidas Haluchos, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Mount Sinai, sees that the Jewish people have built the Egel Azav, the golden calf, feels unable to simply go ahead and give them the tablets, and therefore throws them down and smashes them. And the Mishnah goes on to explain a variety of other events, but the Gemara also explains that Shavuot Shabbat Tammuz was significant because it was on the 17th of Tammuz that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. And over the course of the next 3 weeks, we battled first the Babylonians, then afterwards the Romans, later on the Romans, ultimately culminating in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash on the 9th of Av. So the 17th of Tammuz represents the beginning of the calamity which results in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. 17th of Tammuz, breaching of the walls. As I was reflecting on this day today, I was thinking, why is it that we have to fast on this day? Meaning, we're already fasting on Tisha B'Av. We're already going to fast. Halavai Mashiach will be here, and it'll be a day of Sason and Simcha, a day of great celebration. But if Mashiach is not here by this Tisha B'Av, we'll fast on the 9th of Av, as we have for the last 2,000 years, to commemorate all that we have lost, to mourn for that which we have lost. So if we are already fasting on Tisha B'Av, then why the need to fast on the 17th of Tammuz, to commemorate the breaching of the walls? And perhaps the rabbis were trying to teach us an incredible lesson. You see, if we were to only fast on the 9th of Av, you'd just be focused on the result. The result was the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But dear friends, a Beis HaMikdash doesn't just get destroyed. A Beis HaMikdash, a way of life, a civilization, does not simply implode. There is a whole variety, a whole sequence of events that led up to that. We begin fasting on the 17th of Tammuz to remind ourselves that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was not a one-time event, but rather it was the culmination of years and years of negative, inappropriate, sinful, and detrimental behavior. Negative results don't just occur, but rather they are often the result of a buildup of an incredible amount of negativity, an incredible amount of spiritually harmful behavior that then ultimately results in a disaster. So we begin this process on the 17th of Tammuz to remind ourselves, to reflect, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? It's not just the pshat that one day, poof, we woke up, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. How many prophets did we have who warned us? How many times did HaKadosh Baruch Hu try to encourage us to change our behaviors, to work on ourselves? There was a whole progression, but we chose to ignore the words of the prophets and we chose to ignore the words of God. And as a result, we lost our beautiful Beis HaMikdash. And I think that this is an incredible lesson, not just for the 3 weeks, but for life. You see, my friends, sometimes things happen to us in life and we find ourselves in a dead end, or we find ourselves in the midst of abysmal failure, or just hit a brick wall, or just have taken a dramatic wrong turn, and we ask ourselves, like, how did this happen? And it's really important in life to find the courage to retrace your steps. Because often when we fail in life, life failure is not just about that one moment when I fall flat on my face. But the question is, how did I get here? How did I get here? What are all of the decisions, big and small, that I made up until this point that landed me in that bad spot? Now, while it is true that reflecting on the past decisions and turns that led me to the current failure doesn't undo the current failure, but it will allow me to learn from the current failure so that I don't have to repeat it again in the future. And I think this is part of our avoda. This is part of what we are supposed to accomplish during these 3 weeks, both as a nation and as individuals. See, my friends, just like as a people, we lost something beautiful. We experienced the Churban. We experienced a destruction. Many of us in our personal lives have also experienced decimation and destruction. And just like as a people, we have to ask ourselves, how did we get here? Because unless I understand how I got here, I can't change things. Unless I understand what went wrong, I don't have the ability to fix it going forward. When we commemorate the 3 weeks as a nation, so we ask ourselves, how do we get enough? Again, as a nation, we know there was sinas chinam, there was baseless hatred in the first temple, there was idolatry and immorality and bloodshed. We know as a nation what got us here. So if I know as a nation what got us here, then as a nation, we know what we have to do to correct this. And as an individual, during the 3 weeks, is an incredible time for introspection, to think about what have been our life destructions, where have we fallen, and where have we failed. And the point of recalling these failures and fallings is not to make ourselves feel bad, or not to chas v'shalom say, woe is me, look at what happened to my life, but to ask ourselves, how did I get here? How did I get here? I'm not where I want to be in life. How did I get here? I'm not as accomplished as I would have liked to have been. Why not? I find myself in such a bad predicament. Well, how did I navigate myself into this? The 3 weeks offers us the opportunity for incredible personalistic introspection, to look into ourselves, and if we have experienced the churban, a personal destruction, to be courageous enough to try to identify the steps and the missteps that allowed me to come into this abyss. But the goal was not to beat myself up. The goal is, if I could identify how I got here, then hopefully I could figure out how to get out, and in Meretz Hashem, I could figure out how to be better in the future. May we be zoche to use these days of the 3 weeks to introspect on a national level, to introspect on a personal level, to try to figure out the steps that led to failure, and to pledge to ourselves to never repeat them in the future. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a meaningful rest of the fast.